Arizona election integrity hearing witnesses present alleged voting anomalies, irregularities, intimidation. By Christina Wong on December 4, 2020. The Trump legal team held their second election integrity hearing with the state legislature on Monday in Arizona, where they heard from about a dozen witnesses on alleged anomalies, irregularities, and intimidation as they tried to perform their duties as volunteer election observers before and on Election Day. The hearing took place at a Hyatt Regency Hotel ballroom in downtown Phoenix with a group of Republican state lawmakers. It was not an official legislative event but an unofficial opportunity for the Trump legal team to present their case. Some outlets aired the nearly 10-hour hearing live. "It's been difficult getting an opportunity to be heard, it shouldn't be. It's America after all, and our side of the story is legitimate," Trump lawyer and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani said at the beginning of the hearing. He added, "Our side of the story needs to be heard, and it's been uniformly censored by big tech, big media, the crooked Democrats, and basically people who are saying, don't show us the facts. We've decided already that this is a free and fair election. It was done perfectly, please don't interrupt that narrative with the truth. But we are going to interrupt that narrative this morning with the truth." The Arizona state lawmakers in attendance were Republican state reps Mark Finchem, Brett Roberts, Nancy Barto, Leo Biasucci, David Cook, Kelly Townsend, and Republican state senators David Gowan, Sonny Borelli, and Sylvia Allen. Finchem said he called the hearing as a forum to assess evidence of election irregularities. "We are caught between the desire to trust the process and the suspicion that it has failed the people of Arizona," he said. Cybersecurity expert Army Colonel Retired Philip Waldron testified on his research of Dominion voting machines and software in Michigan. He said the systems have a number of vulnerabilities and that the systems are indeed connected to the internet and were on Election Day, despite what Dominion has asserted. "Your vote is not as secure as your Venmo account," he said. He also alleged there were spikes of votes in Pima County that were more than what the machines could have processed. And an anonymous email sent to the Arizona State Legislature and the Criminal Division of the Justice Department claimed 35,000 votes were added to Democrat candidates in Pima County for local and federal races. He urged whoever sent that anonymous email to come forward and issue that claim as an affidavit. He also alleged that a Maricopa County official said that the county did not validate the signatures on 1.9 million mail-in ballots, creating the potential for fraud. Former Michigan State Senator Patrick Kalbeck, who worked as a poll challenger in Detroit, also testified that the voting machines were connected to the internet. "There's no denying that this was network connected," he said. He claimed that there were more votes that could be tied to potential fraud than Trump is down by in Michigan. "Michigan's in play because of the level of fraud that we have seen," he said. Anna Orth, a registered voter in Pima County, spoke about her alleged experience while volunteering as a poll observer on October 16 and a poll worker on November 3. She claimed that on October 16, she was not allowed in a room to watch the correcting of problematic ballots and was brought to another room where ballots were being separated from their envelopes. She said that not every table had a Republican. She also claims she saw some ballots be put into a separate pile called duplicates. She said she inquired why there were not two people doing it, and she was told that since the ballots would not be tabulated until October 22, it's fine, and hopefully there would be a second person by then. She said the duplicate ballots were taken into the room where she was not allowed inside to watch the correcting of the problematic ballots. Orth testified of additional irregularities on Election Day, when she was a provisional ballot clerk. She said the recorder's office allowed some people who had recently moved to Arizona to vote, but not others. "There was a consistency in the voter preference that they choose, and that concerned me," she said. She also said there was a large percentage of people who had addresses from two apartment complexes and that at least one homeless man registered at the recorder's office came in to vote. She claimed the man told her, "I don't have a home, but when I was at a shelter, they registered me at the recorder's office." She alleged she later saw the homeless man in another precinct with his shopping cart, and when she called to him, he ran off. She claimed there was a poll observer from Los Angeles, California, whose job was to make sure that anyone who was turned away from voting would be able to talk to an attorney. Matt Brainard, founder of the Voter Integrity Fund and former data chief and strategist for the Trump campaign, said there were a tremendous number of anomalies and that Arizona was at the forefront of the anomalies found. Using data from Maricopa County, the only Arizona county for which election data is available, Brainard said his group was able to reach 2,044 people who had been identified as having requested an absentee ballot. He said 44% of them said they never requested an absentee ballot. And of those who did request one, 354 said they mailed it back, but the state did not have a record of them mailing it back. Brainard played audio recordings of two voters whose records allegedly showed they requested an absentee ballot but who said they did not actually request one. One was heard saying he was a felon and could not vote. Brainard also played a Fox News video clip of wrestler Nashon Garrett, who said he did not cast a ballot despite his records saying he had cast a ballot with a verified signature. Brainard claimed there were approximately 5,700 voters in Maricopa County who were registered to vote in more than one state, but cast an early absentee ballot in Arizona. How many votes were cast that shouldn't have been? He said. I have a high degree of confidence that the number of ballots that were cast that should not have been cast, illegal ballots, surpasses the margin of victory as it stands right now, he said. He called the current vote count extremely questionable. Chartered financial analyst and mathematician Bobby Piton testified that he believed there were between 120,000 and 306,000 fake people who voted in Arizona, based on available data. The population of Arizona has gone up by 40% since 2000. The number of voters in 1998 in Arizona was 1.1 million. It's 3.2 million today, so it's like triple, something's off, he said. Lame Incus, a longtime poll observer, claimed that some voters who cast a ballot later found out it was not counted. He described a confusing situation where after a ballot was inserted into a machine, a green light would go on if there was an issue with the ballot. He claimed that two buttons could then be pushed, a green one and a red one, and the green button would submit the ballot and the red button would reject the ballot. He claimed that if the green light had gone off and the green button was pushed, the ballot would go into drawer number three. Minkus said he did not know what happened to those ballots and that later the Arizona GOP received calls from voters later who said their ballots were not counted after the green button was pushed. He also claimed he was the only Republican poll observer for 55 tables with 110 ballot processors. Linda Brickman, the first vice chairman of Maricopa County Republicans, testified that she personally observed at least six irregularities as a volunteer at the Maricopa County Tabulation and Election Center, MCTEC, on November 18. She claimed that signature verification standards were constantly being lowered by superiors in order to move more quickly and process the higher amount of early and mail-in ballots. She claimed that at the beginning, signatures had to be matched to approximately 15 points of similarities. Then she said it got lowered to 3, to ultimately just 1. Just pass each signature verification through, we were told, she said. This is not the way an election should be run. Where is the integrity? Brickman further said there were batches of envelopes with the same handwriting on the outside. The ones who signed the envelopes were not the actual voter, but these were allowed to go through, she said. There were at least 30 ballots that I saw at one time that were all signed by the same handwriting, but on different voters' names. She said she was told that supervisors would take care of it. She also asserted that she saw some Trump Republican ballots default to a Biden Democratic ballot when they were entered into a machine. Others in the room commented that they had seen the same manipulation. We were never told what, if any, corrective action was taken, she said. Moreover, Brickman claimed that she also saw some ballots where voters had checked a bubble for Trump but had also written in his name and checked the bubble next to it. She said supervisors told her that those ballots should not be counted, although the intent of the ballot was clear. At the end of the hearing, Giuliani said the witnesses painted a picture that was worse than he realized. I didn't expect things to be this bad, frankly. It's a much worse situation than I realized before I came here. The fraud is much more blatant. More wide open, he said. Trump lawyer Jenna Ellis urged legislators present to take back the state's legislature's authority to choose presidential electors for President Donald Trump. We are going to ask you as legislators to reclaim that authority, she said. Arizona State Senator Sylvia Allen, R., said at the hearing she was ready to go and appoint the electors. Vote totals show that former Vice President Joe Biden won Arizona by about 10,500 votes. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.